It is time for Foodie Friday, presented by the Louisiana Beef Industry Council. Their website, beef. It's whatsfordinner.com. Foodie Friday is all about upping your game on the grill, upping your game in the kitchen, and using beef to do it. Beef provides you with protein, iron, 10 vitamins and nutrients, fuel for your body at every stage of your life. Learn more recipes, tips, tricks, hacks at beefitswhatsfordinner.com. Want to welcome in from Offset Smoker Barbecue right up the road on Government Street. Tuan fam, good morning. How are you, man?
Good morning, Brian. I'm good. How are you?
Doing very well as well. The lid is not off on the brisket, and I can already smell it. This is amazing. Great to have you in here. Before we get to the brisket, before we get to today's samplings and whatnot for Foodie Friday, let's just start with the introduction, because you guys are new, and you're going at what is basically a passion project. So tell us all about Offset Smoker.
Right, right. It's a childhood dream of my business partner, who couldn't be here today because he's out there making sure to get the meat ready for today.
Uh-huh.
But back in 2020, we took a little trip out to Austin, Texas, and tried some of their barbecue out there. And we just had an aha moment.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't we have this type of style barbecue back here? Just simple barbecue.
Let's talk about that, because there's a million barbecue places,
right,
in Baton Rouge.
Right.
We have no shortage of places to stop off for ribs, for brisket, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But this is a little bit different. Talk to me about the differences in the barbecue. What makes it different?
Well, it's mainly our smoker. They call it a stick burner. It's cooked with all 100% wood, no electricity. I can cook brisket during a hurricane if I wanted to, right? Because
mm-hmm.
I'm just using all wood, post oak, sourced from, we used to source it from Texas, but we found some suppliers here.
Okay.
But that's one of the things that makes us different, and also the offset smoker that we use. How we came up with the name.
Offset smoker.
Right.
So talk to a little bit about that. How does that make the preparation or make the process different, having an offset smoker?
Well, obviously, we cook it over indirect heat, mm-hmm. low and slow.
Mm-hmm.
One side has the firebox. Other side has the smokestack.
Yeah.
Air flows through it, smokes the meat. That's what makes us different.
You said low and slow. This is a process that takes a lot of delicate attention.
Yes.
To be sure. And y'all put a lot of your heart and soul into it, a lot of blood, sweat, and tears into it. And I think one of the cool parts about this right now is this isn't your full-time gig.
Right, right.
You or your partner. Y'all both have day jobs.
Correct.
Talk to me a little bit about what it takes from an entrepreneurial standpoint to really chase that dream.
Well, first off, you have to have great support from our family, because we're away from them a lot, kids and whatnot, so we got to have great support from our family. Second, we're always out there prepping when we're closed. People don't understand that. We're only open Friday, Saturday, Sunday for now,
mm-hmm.
but, Monday through Thursday, we're out there prepping just to get it ready for the week.
Mm-hmm.
Sausages takes about 3 days to make, trimmings and all that good stuff.
Wait, to make?
Yes.
Not just cook?
Yes.
Y'all make your sausage?
We make our own sausage.
The sausage is fire, by the way.
Yes, thank you.
I mean that not just as a descriptor, but like it's got some pop to it,
yes,
for sure.
Yes, yes. But it's a great vehicle. We're bringing different types of flavors to our sausage, but that's just one thing. But yes, it takes a lot of time, so that's why we're only open 3 days a week.
Okay. There are plans. The dream scenario here is making it more full-time?
Yes. Hopefully one day I can quit my other job and do this full-time.
Yeah.
But for right now, we're taking it slow, baby steps.
Well, low and slow, just like the meat itself.
Correct.
What's on the menu over? And I know we're talking about beef for the Louisiana Beef Industry Council, but broaden this out. The full menu over at Offset is what?
We like to keep it simple. Usually when we went out to Texas, these barbecue places, they have a very simple menu. Maybe 9 to 10 items, a couple of sides, mm-hmm. desserts and drinks. But on our menu, we were inspired by, like I said, a trip out to Austin, Texas. So when it comes to Central Texas-style barbecue, it's always about the beef. So brisket is always number one. You got to have brisket on there.
Of course. Yes.
We will have beef ribs every now and then for a special.
Yeah, yeah.
But because it's so pricey, it's not.
Well, and that's an added challenge of being limited on your time that you're open.
Right.
I mean, the less time you're open, the less revenue you can drive. The less revenue you drive, the fewer chances or risks or deviations from the main plan you could take.
Exactly.
Yeah. Anyway, continue.
But, we always have pork spare ribs, pork belly burnt ends, which a lot of customers told me they love, because not too many people around here do.
No, I know.
Do that.
Yeah. Surprisingly enough, we don't have nearly. Yeah.
Right.
You would think with Baton Rouge, with our tailgate culture,
exactly.
If nothing else. So.
Exactly. What else? Pulled pork. Your traditional barbecue type meats.
Mm-hmm.
We We have switched from whole chickens to chicken leg quarters.
Okay.
Find that it tastes a lot better for us. Mm-hmm. And like I said, the customers were asking for it, so we customers always right, right?
Well, yeah. Well, and well, that also, but like the dark meat is more conducive to a slower process as well.
Right. Yeah.
Just based off of the fat and grease that's inside it. So. We got Tuan Pham from Offset Smoker Barbecue in studio with us for Foodie Friday, presented, of course, by the Louisiana Beef Industry Council. All right, let's share some secrets, man. Let's get some inside information out there for folks who do their own smoking, do their own grilling and whatnot. Let's start with the brisket. You start with the brisket. How long does the process take? And walk me through a few of the steps.
Well, brisket, we got to start with a high-quality brisket because you got to start with a high-quality brisket to get a high-quality end product. Mm-hmm. But On say, for example, Monday it comes in, we trim it. Depending on the size, we smoke it for about 12 to 16 hours.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Okay.
Low and slow, 250 degrees. Like I say, we use an offset smoker. We're there managing the fire the whole entire time while we're cooking it.
That is a lot of attention.
Yes. Yes.
All right, 12 to 16 hours. Before that, though, there's, of course, some prep on the meat. Seasonings-wise, I assume you're quite the purist?
Yes. Texas-style barbecue is very simple.
Yeah.
There's no secret. It's salt, pepper, garlic.
Yeah.
You can add a little twist here and there, but we like, in terms of our brisket, we like to stay true to Central Texas-style barbecue. Mm-hmm. So that's basically our season.
Okay, so salt, pepper, garlic goes on it. Good pat down on that end.
Mm-hmm.
Once it goes in, the process with the paper and all that other good stuff happens about when?
Usually it's about 8 to 10 hours.
Okay.
But usually, well, a lot of times we don't go by time. We have to feel for the meat, and we're constantly probing the brisket. Usually about 170 to 175, that's when we wrap it in butcher paper.
Okay.
We take a little bit of different style from each restaurant that we have visited.
Mm-hmm.
Some people don't wrap. Some do. Some people use a foil boat method. We use both.
Yeah.
We wrap it in butcher paper and use the foil boat method.
The why one over the other? Is there anything that goes into that as far as, is it just a matter of personal preference?
Personal preference, and we find that with butcher paper, the bark is less crispy.
Okay.
And the foil boat method tends to hold the juices in better.
Yeah.
For us.
Yeah. So it comes off, and once it's prepared and sent out there, and now I'm backing this up to the whole menu as well, Once it's out of the smoker and ready to serve and everything, sauce wise, what do y'all make in house?
Yes, our barbecue sauce we make in house, but we recommend with the brisket, you got to eat.
Oh no,
sauce.
No, I know.
That's how I eat it.
Well, and if I'm remembering right from when I was out at y'all's grand opening, I didn't even realize y'all had sauce on the table until after I was done. So everything that I got to sample was top notch, even without the accompaniment of sauce.
Right. I mean, there's some things that you got to have sauce for. I personally like barbecue sauce on my ribs.
Yeah.
But with the brisket, I eat it just as is.
Let's step away from the meat for just a second. Sides, desserts, what are we doing over there?
We got your traditional stuff like coleslaw, potato salad, baked beans, collard greens.
Yeah.
And for dessert, banana pudding.
Why is banana pudding so incredibly adaptable to barbecue?
I think it's just refreshing after you eat all those meats.
Yeah.
Something cool.
Yeah, but like, I don't know, banana pudding is like, you instantly think of either childhood or like retirement home. Like there's, I'm not being mean about it, but like it's one end of the spectrum or the other. So either way, but once you get the banana pudding with the vanilla wafers in it, and it's this perfect encapsulation of like topping off the palate to end it. It's the right level of sweet. We got Tuan in from Offset Smoker Barbecue. They are right up Government Street. Next door to Superior Grill?
Yes.
In what used to, what, did that used to be a check cashing place or
correct,
something?
Correct.
What a metamorphosis.
I know, right?
From check cashing to unbelievably quality Texas barbecue. Okay, I know this is presented by the Louisiana Beef Industry Council, and we're going to get to this absolutely perfect brisket here in just a second, but got to try a little bit during the break. The pork over here. There's a sweetness to it, a lot of sweetness.
Right.
What goes into that?
Well, I don't want to give away too many secrets, but we have our special rub, you know, toned down on the salt a little bit, but we do our sauce that we put on it, it's Asian inspired. We use palm sugar instead of brown sugar.
Oh, wow. Okay, yes. Cool. Well, and there's going to be a little Asian influence here. I mean, this is your background. Right. This is your heritage.
Exactly.
So bringing that, the brisket is 100% Texas traditional.
Yes, salt, pepper, garlic.
Yeah. But when you step away from that, you can incorporate a lot of what comes from Texas, but put your own flair on it for other items.
Our little spin, our little fusion. Yes.
Yeah.
That's kind of what we want to do. Stay true to Texas, but also bring in new flavors, new techniques. And we're always experimenting at the shop.
Yeah.
You see me post on Instagram stories of what we're trying to do.
Yep.
We might have some specials for that week just for that special.
Okay.
This week we have a spicy Asian setay sausage, which I gave you some as well. I don't know where it is in here, but it's in there. It's very spicy.
It's in the bottom right corner.
Right.
All right.
Setay is like an Asian chili that we use to just make the sausage.
All right.
It has a really strong kick.
Definitely we'll dig in on that. We got Offset Smoker Barbecue in here. Friday, Saturday, Sunday is the days that y'all are operating and open.
Yes.
Hours?
11 a.m. to sold out. Depending on the day, some days we sell at 2, some days we sell at 4 or 5.
Okay.
We're trying to produce more so we can stay longer for the dinner crowd. So, you know, it's a little bit of give and take and kind of estimating how well we're going to do that week.
So week after week, we have folks in here at different restaurants and whatnot. Everybody that I've talked to that has been by Offset Smoker is instantly a fan. It's not just we enjoyed our experience, but instantly a fan. So we need to get y'all to the next level. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, they're on Government Street right next door to Superior Grill out in the, basically in the parking lot of, what's the name of the grocery store?
Shoppers Value.
Shoppers Value, yes. That's right. Full review on the brisket, by the way. It's easily one-third each between salt, pepper, and garlic. Oftentimes, when you bite into a brisket, when you taste a brisket, what you're going to get is an overpowering of one of the three or two of the three. This is about as even and smooth as you're going to get. I will tell you before I even bit into it, trying to get it out of the pan onto my plate, it is so tender that it's falling apart as I'm moving it from one to the other. And that tenderness does not go away when you bite into it. There's a smoothness to the texture of the meat. I would love to know just all the intricacies of getting down to the proteins of it. Because when you bite into it, it just kind of, it's dissolving like a filet, but it's a brisket. Like, it's amazing. It's not over-the-top spicy. We'll leave that for the sausage. It's got all the perfect flavors and that level of smokiness that doesn't leave you, just in your tracks. It's got that, it's the right amount of smoky. You know, sometimes you'll get somebody coming out of a smoker and you feel like you were in the smoker with the meat. No. The meat comes out of the smoker and then to you. So, fantastic work, man. Good. Great job.
Thank you.
Offset Smoker Barbecue, you know where to find them. Or at least now you do. They're on Government Street, right next to Superior Grill. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Thanks for having
me. Amazing stuff. Great work. And let's hope this story continues on the right trajectory.